I'm Charles Murphy reporting. Henry County staff is preparing just in case the state legislature eliminates or reduces property taxes later this year. County Administrator Jennifer Davis says their options are increasing sales taxes, creating taxing units for first responders, and imposing franchise fees on electric companies. She says plans could see a loss of up to $7 million in ad valorem taxes. While the governor plans to make fiscally restrained counties whole for 27-28's fiscal year, that would not guarantee funding after that. Davis says we could see an increase in sales taxes.
There's, you know, potentially about one cent, a little over $5 million today in our budget. So we're exploring that, looking at what that may or may not look like.
The legislature is going to return to Tallahassee next month to try and finalize their budget. The Henry County School Board was sued by a parent and family. They claim a 3-year-old who suffers from autism was abused at LaBelle Elementary School on October 28th of 2025. The litigation claims while on the campus, the child was assaulted, battered, and abused by a teacher there. They claim the teacher forcefully covered her mouth with undue pressure that put the child's lips into her teeth, grabbed her wrists, and physically manhandled her, causing her to fear. The claims are negligence, vicarious liability. They seek damages for medical and other expenses. The Moorhaven Terriers baseball team has a new scoreboard. They got plenty of help from U.S. Sugar, First Bank, and other local businesses, including the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Supporters say the scoreboard is more than just numbers on a board. It represents community pride, hard work, and belief in Moorhaven baseball. A 21-year-old Florida man is facing charges of possessing methamphetamine and exceeding the speed limit by 50 miles an hour or more. Clayes County Sheriff deputies say the incident happened on U.S. 27 in Moorhaven. The vehicle went through town at a reading of 88 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. He also had a suspended license for almost a year. During a search, they found 9.6 grams of methamphetamine in the vehicle. Palm Beach Mayor Sarah Baxter says she'd like to bring more housing to Belgrade. She asked county staff to study the former Belgrade Hospital site and see if that's appropriate. It's owned by a California firm that once tried to develop a housing project on the property. The so-called asking price for the sale is $7.5 million. The city of South Bay may make changes after discussing a minor home repair program for seniors. They could offer up to $1,500 to qualified residents. They want to make sure the money is spent properly. They tabled the resolution for more discussion. City Administrator Leandre Camel questioned the amount of upfront payments.
When you do a upfront, it is done on a trust factor and just a good merit. That is fine, but those are the things that we would run into if it's not done. Now you're just gifting $1,500.
City Commissioner Albert Polk wanted to know what the safeguards are.
People need the money up front, but then looking at what happened in the past, it's kind of like we don't want to see the money not be used for what it's supposed to be used for. So I want to hear more about that publicly.
South Bay also continues to get complaints from residents about truck traffic damaging Southeast 2nd Street and Northwest 10th Avenue. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.